Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Little Red Riding Hood. And I'm going to say it. I think she also has a riding hood, too. Right, maybe? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't know if you would wear that riding or not. It's a hoodie, at least. You have a hoodie kind of like that, too. It's got Legoland on it. The story was written by Sue Fleiss. The pictures are by Petros Boulobasis. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Baby Ninja. Baby Ninja.
Hiya! All right. Here we go. Once there was a girl who only spoke in rhyme. This drew some attention.
Want to ride the swings with me? Race our bikes? Or climb a tree?
She does rhyme, doesn't she? Because tree rhymes with...
me.
Mm-hmm.
Look, everybody, the sad little rhymer has no friends, teased Big Brad Wolf.
You don't bother me, Big Brad. Nasty words don't make me sad.
But his words did bother her. One day, after playing at the park, she said to her grandma,
I wish I was not this way. May I hide in here today?
To cheer her up, Grandma sewed her a cozy red hooded sweatshirt.
This new hoodie looks just right. I shall wear it day and night.
She wore it everywhere she went. And so she became known as Little Red Riding Hood. Now, every day after school, Little Red walked straight to Grandma's house, and every day, Brad Wolf tried to scare her.
Boo! Boomed Brad. Gotcha, Little Red!
You couldn't scare me if you tried. Stop it, Brad. Now step aside.
Tried, side.
Those rhyme?
Mm-hmm.
One afternoon, Grandma showed Little Red a flyer for a poetry contest.
Maybe I'll meet kids like me, who also speak in poetry.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Little Red practiced each day while she walked. On the day of the contest, she was so focused on her poem that she didn't hear Brad sneak up behind her.
Grrr! He growled.
Eek!
Red shrieked.
Sweet sonnets, Brad, you startled me. Were you crouched behind that?
What do you think the next word's going to be?
Bush.
For the first time ever, Red didn't rhyme.
Yes, I really scared you good. Now who's brave Red Riding Hood?
And for the first time ever, Brad did.
Leaping limericks,
said Little Red.
You've scared the rhyme out of me and into you. And the poetry contest is tonight.
Help me! Make it go away! I don't want to rhyme all day!
Maybe I'll help you,
said Red.
But there's no time to fix this before the contest, so first, you need to help me win it.
Red, I don't think I can wait.
Shh! I need to concentrate.
Hey,
said Brad.
We rhymed just then.
Holy haiku! Where's my pen?
So the two wrote a poem together. At the contest, they got on stage and took turns saying each line. Ran, Red began.
Once there was a girl named Red,
who spoke in verses in her head.
A wolf named Brad thought this was strange.
He teased her,
though she could not change.
Couldn't he just leave her be?
Well, he liked her company.
He was hurtful and unkind.
Soon, this put him in a bind.
He scared the rhyme from her to him.
Everything was looking grim.
Red began to miss her verse.
And causing that made Brad feel worse.
Could the two undo the swap?
Switch things back or make it stop?
Neither one could just sit by.
So together they would try.
Maybe they could make amends.
Could these enemies be friends?
Well, then Brad and Red grabbed hands and took a bow. The audience cheered and howled with delight, and the two new friends left with the winning trophy. And Brad was so excited that he gave Little Red a big, big hug.
I feel different. Something's changed.
Have our rhyming ways exchanged?
Want to write again sometime?
Only if we write in rhyme.
And there they are in the very end of the picture book. We can see they're sitting together on some swings, and they are both writing together. I think they made a great team. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have to say, writing in poetry is a lot of fun. It's fun to think of good rhymes. But I love it even more when you rhyme with me. If I say something that rhymes and you answer it with rhymes, we could have some real fun times. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to work on it, right, guys? What do you think?
When you want to run, I hope you'll run.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And anyways,
that is the end.
My friend.